Hello and welcome to this podcast, which is, I guess, the final, should we say, mainstream podcast of the Planning and Public Policy module. The reason being that any podcast that could fall after this will be related to exam preparation, module review, and related topics. So this is topic 11, and I'd like to kick off the podcast by looking back to last week. Now, the theme was instrumentalism, and we used some sources to introduce the topic. Then we looked in more detail at some of Eleanor Belfiore's arguments. And in the seminars, as you'll know if you were there, we worked through the compulsory fifth question from a few years back. And I was really, impressed with the way things went in general. That each of the three different seminar groups was able to come up with lots of ideas, that we could piece them together in different ways. And you can see evidence of this on Moodle if you head to the topic 11 section, I think that's where I put it, where there are photographs of the, spider diagrams that we pieced together. Now, keep in mind, of course, that we covered an awful lot in those different discussions, and that it will be tricky for any one person to be able to cover all of those themes in a single exam answer. You've only got an hour, and that's, you know, writing time as well as preparation time. I say an hour, it's going to depend how you split the exam up between the three questions that you're being asked to do. However, that said, what I think the discussions showed was that a exam question, particularly that final one, the fifth question, can be broken down into different areas, that different themes can be extracted from the question itself, that they can be explored in different ways, that you have a variety of different pieces of supporting material to work with, different perspectives to draw from, and ultimately, I would hope that you can see that there is no single one correct answer for this kind of exam. There are opportunities, needs to look at these sorts of ideas from different perspectives. And that kind of that I think is really valuable. What you think is important, or what comes to you during the exam as being important, is likely to, you know, have a place in your exam answer. Make sure that you do answer the question that's there in front of you to the best of your ability, but work with the material that makes sense to you, that you are, I don't know, maybe more familiar with or more comfortable in working around. So, yes, we can continue to have similar sorts of discussions in the remaining seminars, although in this particular week's seminars, we're going to be, first of all, following up on the sustainability theme, which is what we are talking about in this topic 11, but we're also going to be joined by colleagues of mine, which will be an opportunity to look at exam preparation and module review from different perspectives. So some tools, some ideas, some thoughts and theories into how you can make your preparation work best as possible for you. Okay. So, topic 11. We've had a look at instrumentalism last week, and we're going to continue this theme of having a look at more conceptual ideas with a view on sustainability. Now, sustainability is potentially a very big topic, but I've picked out what I consider to be kind of useful ways of investigating this, given the time available to us. So we'll kick off with a quick thought about sustainability from an ecological perspective, which is perhaps the most traditional perspective. But then also, when we turn to Richards and Palmer's work, we'll get a sense of what it is that they consider to be instrumentalism. Sustainability. Keep in mind the context in which they're operating. They are focusing on the development of eventful cities. That is the name of the text. And so what they want to think about is, what is it that's being sustained? What is it that you want to see continuing? And I think I see their work coming at it from two perspectives. One is about the sort of the outcomes of the events. How can you sustain the impacts and outcomes that an event or festival or a portfolio of events and festivals might have? And secondly, how can you make the actual working environment sustainable too? to the extent that you want to balance up the different contributing factors, whatever it is that goes into making a particular case study or a particular example of an eventful city. So we'll have a look at that. We'll also touch on some material from Perth and Kinross, because that will be the compulsory material in the exam. So we'll look at ways in which the Perth and Kinross situation might influence or relate to the themes of sustainability and stakeholders and so on. And then as we close off the lecture, it will be a look at a more kind of critical perspective. And that means drawing from Foley et al., but also from Hall and Russia. So we will take it from there. So as ever, I am looking forward to working with you in this week's seminars and this week's lecture. The final week will come in 7 days' time and will be a chance to look at the overall module. So both from a lecture perspective and also from a seminar perspective, making use of the time in ways that make sense, hopefully, to both you and me. I look forward to talking to you, to seeing you soon. I hope that you're all well. Speak to you then. Bye-bye.